Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom served with a side of real talk. Let's face it, life can feel like a runaway train sometimes, am I right? We're constantly bombarded with demands, expectations, and that never-ending scroll of social media that just amplifies the pressure to be on all the time. But here's the thing. True happiness doesn't come from chasing external validation or trying to keep up with everyone else. It comes from finding peace within ourselves, focusing on what truly matters, and prioritizing our own well-being. So today, we're diving deep into the heart of Stoicism, how to cultivate a sense of inner strength, find contentment in simplicity, and build a life that prioritizes your happiness. Because let's be honest, you deserve to feel good, right? You deserve a life where joy isn't a fleeting feeling, but a foundation upon which you build everything else. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you reclaim your power and prioritize your well-being. First up, control what you can, let go of the rest. Ever felt like you're constantly battling against forces beyond your control? Newsflash, it's exhausting. Think about it, you can't force people to act a certain way, you can't predict every curveball life throws at you, and you can't always change external circumstances. But what you can control is your reaction to those things. Stoicism teaches us to focus our energy on our own thoughts, actions, and attitudes. It's like shifting from fighting the current to paddling with it. By choosing how we respond to challenges, we gain a sense of agency and empowerment that can change everything. Next up, practice gratitude daily. This one sounds simple, but trust me, it's a game changer. You know that feeling when you wake up on a sunny day and the world just seems brighter? It's like those little moments of joy are amplified when we actively appreciate them. Cultivating a sense of gratitude helps us shift our focus from what's lacking to what's already abundant in our lives, good friends, supportive family, simple pleasures that often get overlooked. Third, live intentionally. Think about it. Are you just going through the motions, or are you actively choosing how you spend your time and energy? Living intentionally means being present, mindful of your decisions, and aligning your actions with your values. It's like having a compass that guides you towards a life that feels truly fulfilling. Now, let's talk about building resilience. You know, life throws curveballs, right? Disappointments, setbacks, unexpected challenges, they're all part of the human experience. But how we handle those bumps in the road can make all the difference. Stoicism teaches us to view adversity as an opportunity for growth, a chance to learn and become stronger. It's about developing that inner strength to bounce back from setbacks, adjust our course, and keep moving forward. Finally, remember the power of simplicity. In a world obsessed with more faster phones, bigger houses, endless to-do lists, it's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind. But true happiness often lies in the simplicity of things. A quiet evening spent reading a good book, a walk in nature, connecting with loved ones over a shared meal. Stoicism reminds us that contentment doesn't come from material possessions or external validation, but from appreciating the simple joys in life. Okay, let's bring this home with a real-world example. Imagine you have a big presentation coming up, and you're feeling overwhelmed, the pressure is on, your mind is racing, and self-doubt starts creeping in. Instead of letting those negative thoughts consume you, take a deep breath, practice gratitude for the opportunity to share your ideas, and focus on what's within your control, your preparation, your delivery, your commitment to excellence. By channeling your energy into these controllable aspects, you can approach the presentation with confidence and composure, knowing that you've done everything in your power to succeed. Remember, folks, prioritizing your well-being isn't a luxury, it's essential. It's about taking care of yourself so you can show up fully in every aspect of your life. So today, I challenge you to choose one of these key takeaways and put it into practice. Maybe it's starting a gratitude journal, practicing mindfulness for a few minutes each day, or simply making a conscious effort to let go of things you can't control. Join me again tomorrow for another dose of Stoic wisdom, because building strength, simplicity, and focus doesn't happen overnight. It's a journey we take together, one step at a time. Keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.